Good morning, friends. I am going to call this meeting to order. My name is the Reverend Amy Williams Fowler, and I am the Presbytery Leader of the Presbytery of Genesee Valley, which is your presbytery. And I have been asked by your moderator, the Reverend Melissa DeRocha, and your session to moderate this congregational meeting. Let us open with prayer. Most gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for this day. Thanks for this church. Thanks for all of the ways that you touch our lives with love. As we gather to deliberate and to vote today, we ask that you will give us spirits of kindness, spirits of listening, open minds, and wise hearts. Allow us to feel your leading, we pray, in Christ's name, amen. The clerk of session, Kathy Coons, will serve as secretary of the meeting, as is provided by our book of order. And Madam Clerk, is there a quorum present?
Yes.
Thank you. We will be taking the vote, as you realize, with the use of paper ballots. And so we need to elect tellers who will collect and count those ballots. Would there be a motion to approve Eric Vail and Kathy Coons as the tellers for this meeting? Is there a second? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say no. The motion carries. This is an officially called special meeting of your congregation. And as Presbyterians, you will be delighted to know that we have ground rules. And our ground rules come from two sources. We have our Book of Order, and where our Book of Order does not specify, we use Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised. And so I spent a few hours yesterday brushing up, and I know Kathy has also done some brushing up, and this is how we will conduct the meeting. In my role as a moderator, I recognize those who will speak. And no one speaks unless they are recognized. Only members of the congregation may speak and vote, which is why you were checked in and counted. Does every member here have a paper ballot? Very good. One of the things that Robert's Rules provides is a way to have a variety of opinions spoken on an issue without getting personal. General Robert was quoted saying, "We debate issues, not persons." And so that's how we will be running the meeting today. So when you speak, when I have recognized you, it will be at a microphone, and it will be when I have recognized you, and you will speak to me rather than turning around and speaking to other church members. And we will do this consistently. This is what Robert's Rules provides, and it's very helpful. If you are not able to come to a microphone, raise your hand where you are, and I will ask that a microphone be taken to you, and that microphone will be given back to the person who has handed it to you, and we will not be passing the microphone. If you are able to come to these two microphones, that is how you will be recognized to speak. The business for which the special meeting is called is to hear and act upon a motion coming from session. No other business may be considered during this meeting. At this point in time, I will ask the clerk to read the motion.
Hopefully you've had a lot of coffee because it's long. The congregation of Gates Presbyterian Church hereby recommends that the Presbytery of Genesee Valley, Inc. approve and consent to the action of Gates Presbyterian Church, the church, located at 1049 Wegman Road, Town of Gates, Monroe County, New York, to enter into a 99-year lease agreement, with Pathstone Corporation, a New York not-for-profit corporation, for a portion of the church's property located at 1049 Wegman Road, Town of Gates, Monroe County, New York, tax account number 262-600-119.09-1-47, being the property acquired by the church by deed dated December 10, 1964, deed book 3608, page 341. The portion of the property subject to the agreement shall be approximately 3 acres, upon which Pathstone will build multifamily unit housing. The appraised value of the property is $175,000. The agreement between the church and Pathstone shall be entered into on or about July 1, 2019, and shall include the base rent payable to the church by Pathstone in an amount to be determined by the session of the church, and shall include such contingencies, terms, and conditions as are negotiated by the session of the church. The lease shall be subject to approval by a justice of the Supreme Court of the State of New York, as required by New York State law. The net proceeds from the lease of such property, after payment of all necessary costs, including attorney's fees and the expense of procuring the court order, shall be for the use and benefit of Gates Presbyterian Church. The trustees, clerk of session, and the ruling elders of Gates Presbyterian Church may take such actions and execute and deliver such documents as they deem appropriate and necessary to effectuate the terms of the foregoing.
Thank you, Kathy. The motion is now on the floor, and we will have a two-step process. I know many of you have been here for informational meetings and conversations, but I know some of you may not. And so the first thing we will do is ask if there are questions for clarification. And the property development team is here to help us with those questions. So if you have a question for clarification, this is not whether you're supporting it or not supporting it, but if you have a question that you would like to ask before the vote is taken, you may come to this microphone on your right, my left. Are there any questions for clarification? Seeing none, we will move to the second part of the process. And this is what General Roberts calls debate. People are invited to come to the microphones to speak in support of the motion or against the motion. If you wish to speak in support of the motion, you will come to this microphone on your right, my left. If you wish to speak against the motion, you will come to the microphone on your left. You may now move to the microphone if you wish to speak in support or against the motion. Excuse me. Remember the rule? You may only speak if I recognize you.
Sorry.
You are now recognized.
Thank you very much.
And speak into the mic.
Just curious if anybody ever checked about safety with the church and all those homes quite close together. Has anyone done that, or isn't it necessary?
That is a question for clarification, and we are now speaking for or against the motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay? Is there anyone who wants to speak for or against the motion? Are you ready to vote? You may speak to say yes or no. Okay. All right. At this point in time, debate is concluded, and I ask you to mark your ballot. The ballots will be collected by the tellers, and they will count here on the front pew so that they will be here in the room with us. Please mark your ballots. Tellers will collect them. Okay, I see some plates or baskets coming your way. Have all of the ballots been collected? Okay. Eric and Kathy, if you'd set up over here, that will be great. Thank you. Friends, it should just be a couple of minutes now. Friends, I will now read to you the results of the vote. There were 129 votes present and voting. Of those, 78 were yes and 51 were no. So the motion is approved. I want to say thank you very much to the tellers. The business for which this meeting has been called is completed. Is there a motion to adjourn? And is there a second? Okay. The minutes from this meeting will be approved at the next session meeting and will be entered into your minute book. Let us close with prayer. Most gracious and loving God, we give you thanks that you are walking this walk with us. We give you thanks that even when we are not in agreement, we are bound together by love and treat each other with deep respect. I thank you for the decorum during this meeting. I thank you that people have seriously considered and voted with their hearts and minds. Continue to walk this walk with us, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. The meeting is adjourned.